we can all have a seat, the meeting will begin. I'll start the meeting with the motion of certification. I move that the board certify to the best of each member's knowledge and with no individual member dissenting that at the just concluded executive session, only such matters as are authorized for discussion in executive session under board bylaws, Article 10, and only those matters identified in a notice by the executive session was convened, were heard, discussed, or otherwise considered by the board. I so move.
Second.
And second by Ms. Hines. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. At this point, I call the 1,366th meeting of the Board of Directors to order. May I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
So moved by Ms. Hines. Second by Ms. Bowser. In discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Second item, approval of the minutes of July 21st board meeting. Motion?
Mr.
Acosta? Second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Hines. Discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. August 4th, open emergency meeting. Is there a motion?
Move to approve the minutes.
Thank you, Ms. Hines. Moving. Second by?
Second.
Second by Ms. Bowser. All those in any discussion? In favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much. Now to public comment. Ms. Edith Hillary is first person for public comment. Ms. Hillary, can you please come forward? Is it Hilly? Is that correct? Thank you. Ms. Hilly, you have 2 minutes for your comments. Thank you.
My name is Edith Hilly, and I would like to thank the board members for giving me this opportunity to speak and come before you as I testify. I promise you that I will not waste your time, because what I have to say is very important. It is my prayer that my testimony will not be ignored, but I would appreciate it if it would be addressed with respect to the significant and relevant issues that are of major concern concerning the behavior and conduct of Metro bus operators. And I don't even want to call them operators, because their behavior is absolutely disgusted and repugnant. I strongly feel that this is a problem within the Metro and has continued to permeate most effectively and most productively within the Metro rail system and within the Metro bus system. I decree and declare that it's time for a wake-up call. For 20 years, I have observed and experienced and encountered some of the most appalling and most repugnant behavior and conduct of Metro bus drivers, particularly in the predominantly black neighborhoods. Metro bus operators carry the persona with them that they feel as though that they can treat the customers any kind of way that they want to, because they have a title. Having a title is of little or of no significance when you are not giving service or providing the service for the customers. If they work for Metro, they should have the ability to talk and treat the customers in a respectable manner. Having a title is of little or no substance, and it holds no merit when you have not rendered service. On a daily basis, I have experienced and observed other citizens being harassed and disrespected and treated in an unfair manner, and they have gone above and beyond the moral standards. And there's a distinction, because I have observed, even in
Ms. Hilly, I'm sorry to have to interrupt you.
Okay.
I think your time is running out, and I'm going to ask that we ask the general manager to speak with you if that is a specific issue. And I think I want to convey, as stated by the general manager, that it is this authority's belief that the culture of our workers and bus drivers are any are at the service of the customers, and respect is what you receive. So I'm sorry to cut you off, but I think we understand your concern. Okay. Can I, and we will ask staff to talk directly with you so that we can hear what your issue is,
can
so
I
we can
just say one more thing?
Sure.
What I'm trying to stress is that they have the slightest idea with the significance and relevance of professional ethics, human relations, and the proper protocol in how you deal with the customers. I don't even understand how they even got jobs.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for bringing the issue to us, though. The next person for public comment is Mr. Michael Sandman. And let me let you know that the clock is on, and you have 2 minutes, Mr. Sandman, and when you hear the buzzer.
Madam Chair, board members, all of the sound of my voice. Chief Michael Sandman, disabled veteran, served our country more than most. I'm happy to know, Chairwoman, that we no longer have the two-minute every three-month rule. We are the lifeblood of the trail, train rail system. And when you muzzle the public, that's saying you're not interested in what we have to say individually, collectively, separately, and jointly. I submitted a comment card back on, that's dated May 20th, and I included in there, when I last spoke on May 28th, I was apprehended at the Metro Center, and I was apprehended by an officer by the name of Timothy Tubbs, badge 477, who said, and I quote, "Chief Taborn told me to do this." Now, we can agree to disagree without being disagreeable, and I spoke about the $20,000 pay increase with the chief, and I take issue with that. But for the police to apprehend me and for no other reason than to fetter my right, my constitutionally guaranteed right to speak before this board, that ought not be. That puts a chilling effect on for me and all others coming forward to this board to be put on notice. It's not right, Chief. In fact, I have a copy I'm going to send up to the board. I wrote to you, Madam Chair, back on January 28th. I itemized with particularity 8 issues. You've had Arturo Lawson run interference to address maybe 1, if 2 of those, still incompletely and incoherently. I'd like for you, because the letter is addressed to you, to please give a timely reply and response. I've had occasion to deal with, because of demagnetized fare cards, the sales clerks. And for whatever reason, they don't give a receipt. You can't see what they're doing behind the window, right? And they may be unjustly enriched. That ought not be. I had an issue with, there was a $10 fare card. Everybody could see it, but Sheila Jackson couldn't. And yesterday, I had an $8 fare card. She said, it's $6, you owe me a quarter. Refused to accept my quarter, says you have to give cash currency. And I have a comment card about that I'm going to pass up to you. I'd like to have that addressed. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sandman.
And Ms. Bowser, I have a copy of the letter for you. I would appreciate a timely response. We discuss that offline. Thank you.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda, thank you very much, Mr. Sandman. The next item on the agenda is the report of the Writers Advisory Council, Mr. DiBaronato. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chair Hutchins and members of the board. It's my pleasure to present you with the Writers Advisory Council report for September 2011. At our September meeting, Jim Hamry, the Director of Bus Planning, presented plans to us to make changes to some bus routes to improve on-time performance, provide additional service, and eliminate routes or route segments that serve fewer riders or duplicate service. RAC members responded favorably to the idea of restructuring routes outside of budget deliberations. They wanted to ensure that in evaluating these proposals, Metro will review effects on riders' trips, especially if revised service requires riders to transfer. Members also suggested that Metro ensure that these proposed changes are reviewed in the context of the Metro Access Program to ensure that any changes don't force current fixed route riders onto Metro Access. Last night, the Council hosted an open forum on public safety with Chief Taborn so that he could hear from riders concerning safety on Metro, as well as to provide an opportunity for riders to learn what Metro is doing to keep them safe. The council appreciates the chief's participation and looks forward to working with him and his staff to address concerns raised. He gave us some good tips, advice, and information. As some of you know from experience, earlier this morning, some riders' council members from Maryland and the District of Columbia met with our respective board members, and we thank you for this opportunity to share concerns and discuss ways that the council can best work with the board to incorporate riders' perspectives into decision-making. Finally, Joseph Kitchen, one of the council's new members from Prince George's County, has begun to participate on behalf of the RAC in the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments effort to broaden that council's outreach activities. Specifically, COG is trying to engage traditionally underrepresented groups in its long-term regional planning process. We are excited to be part of this effort to include more members of the public in shaping the region's future, and we'll keep you updated on how this is progressing. Thanks for your time and attention. I'll be glad to answer any questions if you have them.
Do you have any questions of Mr. DiBernardo? Hearing none, thank you very much, and I think we're all looking forward to the opportunity to continue meeting with our own members as you've begun here with the Maryland group.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On to the chairman's report. There are two items I'd like to address this time. We completed our bylaws review, and in doing so, we set forth the new committee groups. There were two that we were not moving forward with assignments, and so at this time, I would like to move for the Audits and Investigations Committee, Mr. Alvin Nichols to chair, and Mr. Tony Giancolo to the vice chair, and for the Planning, Program Development, and Real Estate Committee, Mr. Marcel Acosta and Mr. Muriel Bowser. So I want to thank you all for taking on those responsibilities, and this is a transition that we're going through in our committee structure. The second, and I guess I should actually move that as a motion so that we have that, and that's a motion. May I have a second, Mayor?
Second.
Second, Mr. Downey. Any discussion? Hearing none? All those in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? Thank you. The next item is to acknowledge some extremely fortunate work that we had over the past last weeks of the summer. We had, one, the earthquake, and then the hurricane Irene. And I even have to say, just as we left here a week ago Thursday, we continued with the same, in a sense, difficulties. But I think today what we really want to do is acknowledge the work of our employees that throughout that time, Metro continued to operate and provide safe transportation for the citizens of this region during those both catastrophic events in the area. There were many individuals that gave examples of extraordinary employee performance, but rather than just simply go through the exceptional work of dozens of individuals, we want to recognize today the collective performance of the entire Metro family of employees who stood their posts and performed the invaluable public service. I have with me a list of certificates that we want to recognize as part of the role that these employees played for their departments and to come forward with for a photograph. We have a resolution that we will ask approval, and each agency and department will be recognized by doing so. And let me start with a motion for the resolution, and then I'll have a list of names. Is that correct? Is there? Okay, there's a motion discussion. We want each individual to come forward as we move this. All those in favor of the resolution, let me read it. I didn't want to do that. Recognition of commending Metro staff performance during earthquake and hurricane in August 2011, that whereas on Tuesday, August 23rd, 2011, at 1:51 p.m., a 5.8 magnitude earthquake hit the Washington metro area. Whereas within the hour following the earthquake, many individuals with the intent on returning safely to their homes flooded the various methods of public transportation, thereby by advancing the start of the rush hour. And whereas the Metro Access users needing to be to readjust their pickup times and to steady at the and the steady and rapid increase of riders waiting on the Metro Rail platforms and at the Metro bus stops, crowded conditions became inevitable. And whereas Metro employees remain diligent and steadfast in keeping the system operating while ensuring the safety of riders and keeping them informed on their journey. And whereas the 106 miles of track, bridge, tunnels, and aerial and parking structures were inspected overnight so that the system could resume normal operation at its usual opening hour the following day. And whereas the following Saturday and Sunday, August 27th and 28th, the region was hit by Hurricane Irene, which brought torrential rain and high winds. And whereas Metro employees took necessary precautions to prepare for the inclement weather and throughout the storm maintained regular service and safely operated the system without a single injury. And whereas each department with the agency played a pivotal role in maintaining a safe and reliable and effective transit system for the Washington metropolitan area during both catastrophic events, the successful outcome would not have happened without the cross-coordination, combined efforts, and dedication of all the Metro staff. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Metro Board of Directors do hereby extend our utmost gratitude for a consistent level of service under such severe circumstances, and other offer congratulations for a job well done. Thank you very much, and I think at this time we want to have a photo. Oh, we didn't vote. That was a discussion, wasn't it? All those in favor of the resolution?
Aye.
And those opposed? Thank you very much. Okay. We have... Do we not have representatives from the group here? Yes. And we'll ask you to please come forward. Each of those from the group just come forward. We don't have the agency names in front of us. That's what's missing for us. But everybody come forward and then let's do it. Thank you. That was a, I think, an appropriate recognition for what I think the region experienced during that very difficult time and the role that Metro continues to play in order to move our customers throughout the region every day, and it exemplified their service on a very terrific and a difficult time. The next item on the agenda is the report by the General Manager.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Chair Hutchins and board members. I appreciate your recognition of our employees who did an outstanding job maintaining safe and reliable service through an earthquake, a hurricane, and a tropical storm this summer. I want to add that I am particularly proud that there was not a single reportable injury attributable to those three extreme events. And that's a real testimony to the hard work, focus, and commitment of our entire workforce. I join the board in saluting all of you. I want to give you a quick update on escalators. This morning, we put into operation the second new escalator at Foggy Bottom. We're making progress. Today, I'm also pleased to announce that the beginning of our Smart Trip online reload program effective immediately. Following a successful pilot program over the last couple of months that grew to 150,000 customers, we're offering all Smart Trip customers the option to go online from any computer and add value to their Smart Trip account using a credit card. The next time you tap your card at a fare gate or on a bus, the additional value will register on a Smart Trip card, eliminating the need to wait in line for a vending machine. We hope our customers find this more convenient and look forward to seeing a lot of participation in the program. Go to amad.com and click on Smart Trip for more information. Next week, we'll launch the new number 74 bus route serving the district's southwest community 7 days a week. Route 74 will connect residents in southwest Washington, including residential areas south of M Street Southwest, to waterfront, entertainment, and shopping, and major attractions and destinations such as the National Mall, Smithsonian Museums, United States Navy Memorial, Verizon Center, Gallery Place Chinatown, and the Washington Convention Center. We'll also provide convenient service for customers traveling from downtown to waterfront destinations, including Arena Stage and Nationals Park. I want to thank the community and the district for the support and encouragement we received on this improved service for our customers. Also, beginning on Monday, the 90 and 92 bus routes will become the first in Metro's history to operate on headway frequency rather than on a traditional timetable schedule. For customers, this means a bus will arrive every 15 minutes from endpoint terminals and every 7 to 8 minutes at stops served by both routes. This new approach is intended to improve reliability and reduce bus bunching. Finally, I would add for those of you who do not follow our photo postings on Facebook, the first of the new 7000 series blue buses are being commissioned at Carmen Turner this week. The buses feature a number of new customer amenities, including modern seats, improved natural lighting, energy-efficient hybrid technology, and the unified communication systems, passenger counters, annunciators, automatic vehicle locators, among other features. The first of the new buses will be on the road very shortly. Now turning to our employee spotlight. Bus operator Willie J. Garrison has been a Metro employee for 5 years and is an outstanding operator and line platform instructor who takes great pride in his job. Known to be supportive and helpful to friends and colleagues, on August 17th, his courage was tested when a fellow operator and a friend, Mr. Gregory Mims, became gravely ill. During the evening rush hour, while waiting for the start time of his trip from the Tenleytown Metro Station, Mr. Garrison observed Mr. Mims' bus make its usual U-turn to attend the H2 bus stand. However, the bus suddenly stopped and started coasting toward the stand. That was when Mr. Garrison saw Mr. Mims unconscious and slumped against the window of the moving bus. He also saw a customer running towards the bus yelling for someone to stop the bus and call 911. Mr. Garrison sprinted across the street towards the bus that was headed toward a bus stop with waiting patrons. He was able to open the window and apply the emergency brake and then open the door. As the bus came to a stop, he and the customer boarded the bus. They administered CPR and called for an ambulance. Despite their extraordinary efforts, sadly, Mr. Mims died at the hospital. Today we recognize Mr. Willie Garrison for coming to the aid of his colleague and friend and for his heroic efforts to bring the bus to a safe stop. Would Mr. Garrison please join me at the front of the room? Employee Spotlight Award is used to recognize the outstanding work of our employees. Today we also want to recognize and thank our customer, Mr. Gustavo Placeres, who also acted heroically to aid Mr. Mims. He administered CPR before the emergency responders arrived on the scene and worked together with Mr. Garrison to ensure the safety of our customers. To show our appreciation, I would like to present him with this letter of gratitude and a Smart Trip card as a token of our appreciation. Mr. Placeres, please join me and our board chair in the center of the room for a photo. And that concludes my remarks.
Again, thank you to our employees and to our customers. The next item for the agenda is the report of Customer Service and Operations Committee. Mr. Downs.
Madam Chair, the Customer Service and Operations Committee considered the staff recommendations for bus realignments throughout the system, a process that had been delayed for a couple of years. This set of changes will improve both the effectiveness and customer satisfaction and has no budget impact. The committee recommended the approval to the full board unanimously, and I recommend approval to take the necessary steps, including the public hearing requirements, to realign a bus service.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Hines. Is there discussion? Any discussion?
Madam Chair, I want to make sure that I'm absolutely clear. We're sending these out to hearing. We will get feedback from the public, and that information will come back to us. We'll make the decision about whether we do this at a subsequent board meeting. Is that correct?
This is
correct.
An authorization. It's intended from the committee to only be an authorization. For the hearings process, then the staff would put all of the hearing input back together and make a final recommendation to the board about any of the service adjustments.
Great. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Thank you. The next item is the consent agenda. Is there a motion? The item, the ratification of the labor agreement. Mr. Nichols moves approval. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Costa. Is there discussion? No discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? That brings us to the report by the jurisdictions. Mr. Downs, do you have a report?
Only a quick recognition of appreciation for both Mr. Sarles and Mr. Kubitschek about the quick response about the requests about escalator lighting and relamping. Noticeable improvement all over the system. Comments about it. I wanted to publicly thank you for the quick response. Absent that, there is nothing else that I would add.
Thank you, Mr. Downs. Mr. Nichols. Okay. Northern Virginia Transportation, I have none. From the federal government, Mr. Craig. Okay, Mr. Downey, thank you. Hearing no other matters to come before the board, I would move us adjourned at this time. Thank you. I'm sorry, as a public comment, please. I'm sorry, I called names that were present and they're required. Okay, can we address it after the board? I will come over with you and with the staff. I will. That's a promise. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, all right. Thank you. With that, we're adjourned. Thank you.